sing hymn number 90 in the white hymnal, number 90.
Striving to
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, rule and reign. Sovereign God, we worship you. Lord, we surrender. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. For he is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead. He is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is. Now let's make that personal and sing, He's my Lord. He's my Lord. He's my Lord. He has risen from the dead and He's my Lord. My knee shall bow. We surrender, Lord. We are yours, O God. We are yours, O God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. O God, mighty King. We are yours. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would someone lead in prayer? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Lord, your mercies are new every morning.
Yes.
Thank you for the sunshine on the outside.
Hallelujah.
Giving life to this world, Lord, making everything fruitful and just bursting with life. Now, Lord, send into our souls the inner sunlight, the sunlight of your countenance, the streaming power of the blood of Christ coming to our souls. Lord, we open our mouths afresh to you this morning.
Yes,
and we're looking for you to fill us, Lord, in many ways, empty, Lord, emptier than we realize. And so, Lord, we just lift our souls to you. Will you fill us this morning?
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, use this opportunity to come and give us all those things that we need.
Yes, Lord. Provide, dear God. Lord, we receive. Lord, we receive. Hallelujah. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hymn number 358 in the red hymnal, 358. Praise the Lord. Stand as we sing this. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of my love, at the impulse of Hallelujah, hallelujah, we surrender, Lord, take us. Lord, consume us, make us yours, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Consume us, O God. God, consume us, we pray on the altar. Oh God, we present ourselves living sacrifices. Oh God, take Jesus, we are yours. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. If you have word of testimony, now is a good time.
Whenever we sing this song, I think of the first directors here. That's Gordon and Caroline Gardner. Maybe some of you have heard us talk about them. But Sister Caroline was a very unique woman, and so was Brother Gordon. They seemed so equally matched in the ministry and just personally. They had great personalities. People gravitated to them, the girls to Sister Caroline, and the guys to Brother Gordon. And they happened to get married on February 14th. Both of them are sort of traditionalists and romanticists, maybe. But often when we were in sort of private situations, we would ask how they got together and exactly how they hooked up, finally got married. And they always told us, and they would say, well, it took Brother Gordon a lot of courting to get Sister Caroline's attention, and we thought it was cute and funny. But behind the scenes, it was not that funny. Because Brother Gordon, in his diaries, which I became the inheritor of, I saw a little beyond that. And he many times was very despondent. He referred to her as HRH, Her Royal Highness. But behind the scenes, well, first of all, everyone could see that in certain respects they were not a perfect match. She was very athletic. She loved horseback riding. She was a diver, a swimmer, and he was not. A nail gun in his hand would attract the NRA. he wasn't that handy, and he wasn't athletic at all, and they were not. And that's why she didn't like him. She just thought he was not the one for her. And as I said, it was a serious thing, because they both were involved in the faith homes in Zion, and they had frequent contact with each other, but she was going through her struggles. He, of course, felt that this was it. God had showed him this was it. She was the one, but God had not yet shown her that. But eventually, God began working in her heart too. And gradually, she said, "This is God's will." But she fought it. And she fought it. Not want that guy in my life, type thing. And she fought it and fought it. And of course, she was very spiritual. She prayed and she wanted God's will ultimately in her life. And she relates how, she showed me the way this happened. How one day she was walking on the shore of Lake Michigan. Those of you who know the area, that's like an ocean. It's a huge body of water. It's not a little lake like this. She was walking along the shore of Lake Michigan. God was dealing with her to give in to him, to do his will. And she was fighting and fighting and fighting. And at a certain point during this prayer, and as she was walking, she just ran and dove into the lake. And she said by the time she came up, she was fully consecrated to do his will. She knew she had given in. And from then on, it wasn't exactly rosy right away, but at least she knew God's will, and they had to work things out. But I often think, take my life and let it be. What a prayer that is, when we mean to give our whole lives to God.
Yes.
And He works in us, and He gives us the power to make decisions and consecrations that we couldn't normally, by our natural will, do, but we just know that it's His will. But that doesn't mean that God's going to hook you up with someone who's funny looking or fat or ugly. But just to be given to God in all respects, not just that, but just everyday things, everyday choices as we make them. Lord, give me your real mind. May the mind of Christ our Savior go within. I pray that God would help us all to give ourselves totally to Him.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
To do thy will,
yes, that is all. To do thy will, O great thy call. To follow on where thou dost lead. To do thy will is all I need. That is all.
Yes. We need to take heed in these moments, these opportunities for testimony, encouragement, exhortation. It comes from all corners, and we need to hear the voice of God in these moments as well. I don't believe God intends it to just be from behind a pulpit, but God, as we started, and we'll maybe tonight get into some of that, but in the course of the next week, we'll have a couple of meetings that were not in Exodus. We're going to speak about the Holy Spirit, and we need to just be very sensitive. As God is looking to use you, and as God is using others, that we're hearing this as from the Lord. And so take to heart the word that others share, not just in this room, as we talked early this week, may happen in odd, unusual, unexpected places. Let's be attuned to the Spirit of God speaking to our hearts.